Hi, I'm Serena.
And I'm Rachel.
We're the hosts of Book Tales.
If you like reading books,
drinking cocktails,
and Scottish accents,
then meet your new favourite podcast.
Come with us as we explore different themes from romanticy to horror and everything in between.
We pair each book with a bespoke cocktail and tell you everything you'll need to make one.
And each week, play our fun game tailored to each book.
Find Book Tales wherever you get your podcasts. So grab your book.
Grab your booze.
For Book Tales.
Hi guys, I'm Bree.
And I'm Allie. This is Off Script.
If you think about it, books are potential scripts for movies.
When this adaptation happens, typically it's disappointing because they went off script.
In this series, we will be talking about how off script they went.
Guys, Allie has been complaining that our notes were too small for so long. And then she gets them so big, she goes, whoa, this is almost too big.
It is too big. Well, it wouldn't be too bad if it was like, I was back here.
Not right on the front of it.
Literally like nose to the screen.
Allie looks like she's studying for an exam.
Very intently. All right.
If you didn't catch that, I'm Bree.
I'm Allie.
And this is Off Script.
Hello.
Welcome back.
Yeah.
What?
We're so excited.
Yeah, we are.
Yeah, I think this will come out before the mini-sode we just did.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And we got a mini-sode explaining our life for you.
So yeah. And what's going on.
Yeah. Stay tuned on Wednesday for that. But yeah. For now, we have a book movie comparison.
It's been a while.
Yes, it has. Today, we're doing The Warriors.
Warriors.
Come out to play. Yay.
That was Allie. That wasn't me.
I got a fun fact about that one.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Right when I saw it, I was like, Brie.
It's going in.
Oh, my gosh. And we have David to thank for this pick.
Thank you, David.
Yes. And yeah, you got a picture?
I do, actually. Okay. So, at the beginning of March, John and I went to Comic-Con, and I was really excited because at the last Comic-Con we went to, we found a coffee. I told you about the coffee place,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
We've gone through all of our coffees, and I was like, oh my God, we need more coffees. So we went to go get coffees. First off, she had been helping a couple before us, and they went to pay, but her service was bad, so the payment didn't go through, and they had already walked off. John, being the sweet man that he is, was like, we'll go find them for you. He was like, I just saw them. They just went around the corner. We'll go find them. Have you ever tried to find someone at Comic-Con
A
fucking Saturday
when you don't know who they are?
I was like, I could remember that he was wearing a red hat and she was wearing a blue shirt. That was all I could remember. I was like, what? We looked for like 30 minutes.
Oh, my gosh.
Because I kept like... First, we were dumb and we separated and went opposite ways. Then I couldn't find him. I was like, fucking hell, I can't do that again. So I called him. I'm like, where are you? Find him. And I'm like, all right, let's just go back to the lady. He was like, no, we told her that we would. And she had also, she was like, because he was like, do you want us to go find them for you? And she's like, you don't have to. And he's like, no, we will. She's like, well, if you do, because she had heard me telling him that the Amaretto one was my favorite coffee that they have. Or wait, no, I was trying to pitch it to the couple that was buying coffee.
Oh,
I was like, this is the best coffee that they have, get it. She's like, if you do, I'm gonna give you guys a free bag of Amaretto coffee.
Nice.
I was like, all right. But then we couldn't find them, and I was like, whatever, let's just go buy our coffee so that we can get on with our day.
Yeah, right.
And John's like, no, I told her that we would find them, we really gotta try.
So sweet.
I was like, Sean, I have no idea where they are, where they went. They could have went upstairs. Like, what? So then we finally went back. She gave us our free bag of coffee, and then we bought five new ones.
Oh, she gave it to you even though you didn't find them?
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. Yeah. She was like, thank you guys so much. Here's your bag of coffee. Sean was like, Mr. like frugal, always wanting free shit, goes, we didn't find them. We can't take that from you. I was like, John, I just spent 30 minutes looking at weeks and weeks and weeks later. And we've I tried. Actually, this is one of them that I'm trying right now because it, one of them was a coffee bean. Mm-hmm. So we had to grind it and I have the grinder. He doesn't. This one's an orange. It's called the Orange Solar Eclipse. And I think it's like an orange cream thing. Oh, it's really good. Mm-hmm. And then I cannot remember the other one that I tried. But I tried one at John's. And then the next day I was like, all right, I want to try another one. Surprise me. Keep in mind that the cherry amaretto is my favorite. Part of it is because the name of it is Duel of Fates, and it's Duel of Fates is my favorite Star Wars.
Okay.
Score soundtrack.
Oh, okay.
And the cover is like, it's the Luke and Vader battle.
Oh, got it.
Even though it's technically Darth Maul's battle in Duel of Fates, but whatever, it's fine. It's Star Wars. I'm okay with it. So that's part, like, that's what drew me to it. And then the flavor of it is amazing. So I tell John to surprise me, and he brings me out this cup of coffee, and I taste it, and I'm like, oh my God, this is my new favorite. And like, John's not really like paying attention to me as I'm saying all this. I was like, John, I need to know which one you made me. And he was like, well, which one do you think? And I was like, because we got a white Russian one. Uh-huh. I was like, is it the white Russian? And he's like, no. What makes you think that? And I was like, well, it kind of tastes like it has like an alcohol flavor to it, but not. But it's really good. Like, this is my favorite. Cherry amaretto is my number two now. And he goes, no, it's not. Like, I looked at him and I was like, what? He's like, that's the cherry amaretto.
Oh my gosh.
I was like, oh, my favorite beat out my favorite.
You just forgot how good it was.
I really did. I was like, well, that shows you how consistent it is.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. So there's
well, that's
picture.
Funny.
Yeah.
That was a good one.
Thanks.
Good picture painting.
Thanks.
Yep.
I know. And now poor John, I keep bringing it up. I'm like, it's kind of like when my favorite beat out my favorite.
He's just like, oh my gosh.
Yeah. It makes me think, he's like, yep. Yeah. I was there. Yep.
What's the point of inside jokes, John?
Yeah, come on.
Oh, that's so funny. All right. Well, let's get going. So we do got some trigger warnings. It's all about gangs, you guys. So we got murder and rape in there.
Does that shock anyone?
Yeah.
But actually, it shocked me.
It's not like that in the movie very much.
No. I watched the movie first. And let me tell you, there was stuff and I was like, what the shit is this? Anyways, we'll get to it.
Okay. So our synopsis is a New York City street gang who are framed for murder and must travel from the Bronx to Coney Island to get home. So you guys, no, I'll get to it. Okay. So our author is Sol Urich, director Walter Hill, screenplay writer David Schaber, and Walter Hill, and audiobook reader was Joel Richards.
Mm-hmm. He was fine.
Yeah, it was all right.
Yeah.
He did it.
Yeah.
The book came out in 1965, and the movie came out February 9th, 1979. That's 14 years.
Whoa. This seems like a crazy book to come out in 65.
Yeah, I think so.
It's pretty heavy.
Yeah. And I'll tell you why.
Okay.
When I get to my fun facts.
Yeah.
Okay, so which first? You said you watched it first.
Hell yeah, I did.
I read it first.
Mm-hmm.
What were your thoughts?
So it's been a long time since I watched the movie, and I knew that I enjoyed the movie. But when I read it, I was thoroughly confused, if I'm being completely honest. I don't know. It's hard. It's hard.
It's hard to answer right now.
Yeah.
Okay.
Without giving these away.
Okay. Okay. I don't enjoy gangs, so mm-hmm. I didn't enjoy it.
Oh, you put it down. Okay. The
they neither was my favorite.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So I'm not spoiling anything.
So picking one's gonna be hard.
Yeah. Yeah. It really is. And why'd we pick it? Because David, I'm so sorry that I didn't enjoy it, but thank you for picking for us.
Very much appreciate it. Mm-hmm. You know what? That's the thing that I have enjoyed about our listener picks. Even the ones that I haven't enjoyed, like I would never have watched this movie mm-hmm. or I would never have read this book. Mm-hmm. And so because it was on our list, we had an opportunity to see if I liked it. Cause I didn't think I was going to like Where the Crawdads Sing. And I ended up really liking that or Under the Bridge.
Yeah, that's true.
So I'm glad I got the chance to see if I would like it.
Well, what's funny is a lot of these have been on our list for forever. I just haven't scheduled them because I've been worried about your reaction to them.
Yeah. So, well, look at that. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I can have one that is not my favorite and I still will do it.
Hell yeah. Well, this has been on our list for a long time.
That's so funny.
There we go. We got it. Because I think David requested two different ones. He was like, can you either do this one or this one? And I saw Warriors. I was like, yep. Check. That's the one.
So funny. All right. Well, I got some Alice LaBarra fun facts for you. Woo. So Sol Yurick wrote the original book as a rebuttal to the romanticized view of street gangs presented in West Side Story.
Hell yes.
Based on his experience as a New York City welfare department worker. So he didn't like West Side Story.
Oh, I kind of like that a lot.
Yeah.
That's really cool. But I love West Side Story.
I know
it's one of my favorites.
David Patrick Kelly improvised Luther's Come Out to Play. basing it on an imitating neighbor of his.
I freaking love that even more now.
Oh gosh, I saw that. I was like, yep.
Could you imagine having a neighbor that's like, come out to play.
Oh my gosh. That's so funny. The original poster for this featured the words, "These are the armies of the night. They are 10,000 strong. They outnumber the cops 5-1. They could run New York City." This upset and outraged many people, and some tried to have the film banned because of it.
Why does that sound like modern day?
I know, and it wasn't. It was in the 60s.
Yeah, isn't that sad?
Yeah.
Wasn't it the 70s?
The movie.
Look, we're already doing that.
Oh, great.
Took a break. We're still at that.
Michael Beck accidentally broke three of a stuntman's ribs while filming the scuffle with the Furies. Ooh. Beck himself was unaware of this until he was confronted by the same stuntman at the Warriors reunion 37 years later.
Oh, shit.
Why wouldn't the stuntman tell him?
I have no idea. Like,
I don't want him to feel bad. This is my job.
That's probably exactly it. Oh my God.
Right? Oh my gosh.
I feel like that probably made him feel worse though.
I know. 37 years later.
Oh my gosh.
Crew members were sent death threats because local gangs were not cast. Thousands of dollars worth of equipment were damaged when one gang tore through the set during a lunch break. Then the film trucks were protected by a real gang called the Mongrels for $500 a day.
Whoa.
Yeah. Isn't that cray cray?
Whoa. Oh, that makes me like this movie even more.
Okay, well.
Allie's like, not me. No, that's kind of cool.
I mean, it was cool. Gangs, cool. Woo. Okay. Anyways, are we ready to get started?
Yeah.
Okay. So, okay, here you guys. This was the book I was listening to on the plane to Disney, to and from Disney. What a fun Disney one. But I fell asleep. I would wake up and I'd figure out where I was. But when I watched the movie, I was like, did I write that down right? But you just said that it wasn't super
So here's the thing. I have been trying to figure out how we're going to do this because essentially I'm just going to say what didn't happen.
Okay.
Because the movie, it's the weirdest thing. It's the most like they went way off script, but they also didn't because at the heart of it, it is about a gang and it is them trying to get back home. It's just that to me, the movie kind of gives a story and gives like a bad guy and gives direction for it. Whereas the book is just like,
yeah. And I think that's
another reason I was like, oh no, did I do bad? Because I only have a page of notes, you guys. And normally my pages are, or my notes are like six, seven pages.
Yeah, yeah.
So I'm like, did I forget like everything? But no, it's not, because it's because there wasn't really a story.
Exactly. There's not a story. It's literally like, we can talk
about it.
Yeah.
So all right.
You go.
All right. So it kicks off with these boys are on the run and they're checking to make sure everyone is still with them.
Mm-hmm.
Like it starts off and then we go backwards a little bit.
Okay. Actually, oh, wait. The movie. I love the movie's opening.
Okay, go.
When you see all the different gangs, because, oh, wait. We're not even to the gang meetup yet.
We're not. But, that's okay. Go for it.
But I love, because you're expecting to follow the Warriors, but then you see like all of these other gangs.
So many gangs. Like they kept going and going. I was like,
and it's like classic 70s music.
Yes.
Like, cuts.
Like, I was like, oh my goodness. All right.
I turned it on and I was like cooking dinner and I heard the music and I was like, oh, I could get into this. And then I turned around and I was like, oh yeah, let's get.
Oh my gosh. All right. So we go previously. So we learned that these boys are delinquents and a man took them in. Oh, that was another thing. There were so many names. I couldn't keep them straight.
Well, it's fine because, one of my notes is that there's a random dude in the gang who's not even one of the characters.
I couldn't. So I have no names in here. I might have like a name here and there, but
yeah, there's really, I don't even think any of the characters in the movie were the same name. Okay. There might have been, but it wasn't like their stories weren't ever dove into in the way that it was in the book. That's the weird thing, too, because like the book gave more story to the characters that we were following, whereas the movie gave story to what was going on with the gang, which more sense because you're watching a movie about the Warriors,
right?
It's the gang. You want to know what's going on with the gang, not like, okay, so what's going on with this like hierarchy shit in the gang.
Okay. Fair. Yep. So he banned sex for a week because like,
cause he wanted his boys angry.
Yeah. Amped up. And oh, there we go. I got one. Ismail made his selection to go on their adventure and they rode a bus and they noticed another gang in their area and his crew went and followed them and they lost track. And he took the bus with his people back.
Mm-hmm.
So two gangs met up and they had a fight and Ismail ended up getting hurt. And I think he died.
Yes.
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 A whole battle broke out between the gangs and the police. And there was this new guy as the father, they called it, the leader. Mm-hmm. And he was stressed about what to do and how to keep his family, all the delinquents, safe. And they decided, they jumped on a train and they were off.
Yeah, except for, I think it was kind of like the movie where it was a ton of gangs, not just the one that it was following. And so it was like all the gangs getting together. And Ismail was the one who was trying to bring the peace to the gangs, but none of the gangs wanted that. Like,
right. Well, like, do you know what a gang is?
Yeah, come on. We're not that kind of gang.
Yeah. So people on the train were acting real weird. And Hector is one of the guys and he's paranoid. He realized that backup for the police or other gangs were coming. And he was trying to figure out when and what time to get off the for his gang members. But he wasn't paying attention, so they had no idea where they were.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that happens.
Okay. Eventually they did get off and there was this girl who wanted this pin that showed like what gang and what family they were in. But they didn't give it to her and they beat her up and they killed the guy that she was with.
Well, it's because she's part of a gang.
Right.
She wanted, or they wanted safe passage through her area. And she's like, well, if you want that, you're going to have to give me your pin.
Oh, okay. That makes sense. Yeah. And then they killed the guy that she was with.
Because he's in the gang.
Right.
And was being a dick to them.
Yeah. And then they gang raped her.
Yeah.
And left her.
Yeah. Well, in the movie, this is very different because it's not a pin she wants. It's a jacket. And she ends up falling in love with one of the warriors.
Oh, yeah. That's right. Mm-hmm. I thought she... That's... Okay. That's why I was confused.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, oh, my gosh. So he didn't leave her. She like
Yeah.
Joined. No, the book this, they left her.
The book they did.
Okay.
Yeah. She ends up like coming back later on. Yeah. And, like, you should have given me your pin.
Yeah. Okay. That was one of them that I was like, man, I real screwed up my notes.
No.
Okay.
No.
Good.
No. It happened. How are you?
Okay. Guys, this one really stressed me out. Because it was an issue of, you know, when I'm not super into it, my mind wanders as I'm listening.
Yeah.
Yep. So I thought I just really screwed that one.
Okay.
So they're on the train and one was talking about how he's the biggest man and he shows his penis and they get like, why?
I know. I was like, why is this how men sometimes can be?
I know.
I don't think they show penises, but they definitely talk about it.
Yes. They get in a family type argument and then one of them brings out snacks and they're like, oh, we were just angry. And they start goofing around on the train and others keep their distance because they know that they're part of a gang and we ain't getting near them.
They did not do the whole penis bit in the movie, but basically it happens.
Yes. A police officer came onto the train and confronted them. They played it cool. They're like, no, we're not part of a gang. What are you talking about? He didn't believe them. And then all of them ran off. The cop alerted more cops and they're all on the run now.
I don't remember this confrontation happening on the bus. I think because there were a lot more of them like being on the train and realizing cops were there or a different gang was on the train. Mm-hmm. So then they would jump off and then like be walking through the park.
Yeah.
Rather.
Mm-hmm. So they all got separated and one guy starts freaking out because he's all alone. Not very gang like.
I know that did not happen.
Okay. Three of the boys lost their family pins because of their actions. So like they were taken from them. They went to the park where they ran into a drunk nurse and they tried to rape her, but she kicked their butts.
Mm-hmm. In the movie, it's just one dude hitting on this chick and she's going for it, but that's because she's an undercover cop.
That's right.
Then she kicks his butt.
I like this one where she was just a normal girl.
Yeah.
And she kicked his butt.
Yeah. Yeah.
And she was drunk.
Yeah.
A guy was at the arcade playing a game where he fought a sheriff, one of the gang members, and he won and he felt on top of the world because he beat the cop.
That didn't happen in the movie.
Someone was thinking about how it would be nice to separate from the gang and get a girl and get married. And one of the gang members said they have to go show the other gang who's boss. And he drew pictures, like crude pictures all over to lure them out like of their gang doing dirty things. Fight broke out. They won. And they went home.
Yeah, there's so much more like fighting that happens in the movie.
It's just, yeah.
But, and one of them, like I said, falls in love with the girl who wanted his jacket. But the rest of the gang doesn't really want him to be in love with her. They're like, dude, what the hell? She's from another gang first off.
Right. Like,
why the fuck is she still with us? But yeah.
And then we have an aftermath and this guy feels like the father of the group now. And we see what it's like at home and everyone's having sex with each other and no one's caring and they're walking in on each other.
What makes it worse is it's his mom and stepdad.
Yeah. And they're just like,
yeah,
having going
conversations with him, too,
while they're doing it.
Yeah,
what like, the heck?
Oh, poor kid. And this part did not happen.
Yeah. And that was the end of the book.
I was really sad when it got to the end and there was no warriors.
I was waiting
the whole forever. Time.
Yeah, I was like, that's going to be so fun to hear on audio. We'll see.
I was devastated when they were going home. I was like, this is a movie thing.
It is. Actor choice.
Oh my gosh.
All right. Well, does that. That was our quickest one ever.
I know, it really was. And like I said, it's weird because I feel like I should have jumped in and like been like, but this all happens in the movie. But like, the story is there. The story of the gangs and them coming to fight and being territorial with each other and someone dying and the cops coming after everyone. It's just that, like I said,
it just happens a little bit more. There's more of like, all I said was a fight happened. And like, obviously, a fight in a movie is 10-15 minutes.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So
and
it makes up for it.
And they also like
like I said, they follow the gang rather than the interpersonal stories.
Well, that's all right. We need quick ones every once in a while.
Yeah.
Especially when we're marathon.
Agreed.
All right. So we have casting of 129 people.
That does not surprise me.
Yeah.
I almost am surprised that it's not more.
Michael Beck was Swan. He was in one of my notes. I assume he's important.
I was going to say we should probably.
James Rent.
What's funny is we can't really do any of them because if we don't know who they are, we can't say they The only one I want to give kudos to is my Warriors guy. Warriors, come out to play.
I don't even have him out here.
Oh, wait. Yeah, you do.
I do?
He's Luther.
Where is he? Oh. David Patrick Kelly is Luther.
Warriors, come out to play. Perfect.
Yeah. I don't know what anyone else is.
Mm-hmm.
So
they all did good. They looked like they were 70s
gang
members. Yeah. 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 I thought they did good.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully I'll, you know, figure out names better in the future.
Yeah.
but you didn't remember really from the movie either. There were just too many of them.
There's so many of them and they never really say anyone's name.
No. Okay. I'm glad it wasn't just me. Like they said, like Ishmael and someone else, Hector, like that was pretty much it.
Mm-hmm.
They say the other names like once or twice.
Yeah. And then in the movie, it's not the same names.
Right.
But they also like they don't take time. The movie essentially drops you in with the Warriors as the Warriors as a family. And so they're not all like, oh, what's your name? You know,
right.
They know each other.
Right.
So, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't remember anyone's name.
Well, that's okay. Is the theme of the book and the movie the same?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd say so.
Mm-hmm.
Do the characters stay true?
I mean, the fact that none of them are in it.
Yeah, your guess is as good as ours. What do you prefer?
It's not going to shock you. I prefer the movie.
Yeah, I did too.
I enjoyed it so much. Like, watching it this time, I was like, it's such a different lens to watch it now versus when I was a kid. Mm-hmm. And so like I got the nostalgic like, oh, I watched this when I was a kid, but then I was like watching it as an adult, like enjoying it. Yeah, I liked it.
Oh, that's good.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
yeah,
I liked it over the book.
Yep,
that's my why. Would you recommend it?
Depending on the person. Yeah.
No. Sorry, David. Okie dokie. We got to sneak. Like, I feel bad when it's a listener pick and it's like our quickest episode ever. I'm sorry.
Maybe we should have did his other book.
Maybe we'll schedule that in future. All right. So we got our website. In case you guys forgot, since we've been gone so long, It's offscript253.wixsite.com/offscript.
Check it out.
Yeah, that's got lots of good stuff on there. Our schedule is not date accurate, but all right. So we got the nerd party coming up. we're talking about our stress being done.
Actually, I'm not really that stressed about that one. Like, if we don't have a book for it, oh well.
Yeah,
we'll just do a bunch of mini episodes and chat with people.
Idea.
Yeah. I'm actually really excited. I think it's going to be fun now that we've done one before.
Yeah.
Like, if we have a book ready to do there, perfect. Let's do it. Because the first few hours, we're dead.
Yeah.
We can knock out something.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think it's going to be a blast.
It'll be fun. Come talk to us.
Come hang out. Mm-hmm. I know Robert and Cherry plan on coming
to
see us.
Mm-hmm. So fun.
Mm-hmm.
Cool. And then Wednesday, we have our mini-sode where we tell you where we've been, what we've been doing, how's our life.
What happened.
Yep. And then Monday, we got Defending Jacob.
I felt so bad because Alan texted literally like the day after Defending Jacob was supposed to come out. I was like, hey, did Defending Jacob come out yet? I was like,
well, here's the thing.
It did not.
It will. Oh, my gosh. It's coming. It's coming. Okay, you guys. So with that, our shortest episode to date, The Warriors.
Come out to play.
They went off script.
Bye.
Bye.
I couldn't not.
I know.
Thanks for sticking with us.
We hope you enjoyed it.
If you did, we would greatly appreciate it if you gave us 5 beautiful stars, reviewed, and subscribed.
You can also follow us on Facebook at Offscript, on Instagram at OffscriptPodcast21, and on TikTok at Offscript_pod.
Shoutouts to Madam Ashen Creations for our adorable logo art.
And Adam Daniel for our incredible theme song.
And to Creative Cinephile Productions for producing our podcast.
See you next time.
Hi, I'm Serena.
And I'm Rachel.
We are the hosts of Book Tales.
If you like reading books,
drinking cocktails,
and Scottish accents,
then meet your new favourite podcast.
Come with us as we explore different themes from romanticism to horror and everything in between.
We pair each book with a bespoke cocktail and tell you everything you'll need to make one.
And each week, play our fun game tailored to each book.
Find Book Tales wherever you get your podcasts. So grab your book.
Grab your booze.
For Book Tales.